Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Now, people that get ready with my Blair, I love you.
But
in fact, I probably love you more than my Blair himself. I don't know if he's ever told this. He didn't want to do the show. I had to convince him. I sat him down. I said, bro, lalela, this is the shandies. My Blair was like, nah. So, don't ever doubt that I love you.
But
today I'm here to fight with you, though.
Where? I can hear that.
Today I'm here to fight with you.
Yeah.
So 2 days ago, it was announced that South Africa has been successful in applying for extradition of Upasta Poshiri.
Uteti.
Right? He's coming back from Malawi to face the music. Now, no sooner had that announcement been made, people started sending voice notes. Mm-hmm. Because church people are just that gullible. They're supporting this man. They're going to go to court to support this man.
Yep.
I grew up in the church. So trust me, I'm highly religious. I get it all. But the thing is, there are also opportunists in the church. And we need to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that Abambe Sonto always fall for the charlatans?
But one could say the same of those who are absolutely political. You know, I mean, we've seen politicians who do wrong and then there will be people outside of court, you know, holding court for them and, you know, with placards and everything, even though there's been proof to this person is just not the right person for you. So I think sometimes it has to do with you believing so much that perhaps when I met Usol and then I started listening to Saul, my life changed, you know. I started seeing the way and therefore I associate all the good that is happening in my life with Usol. And everything Saul says now goes.
Sometimes people will be suffering, though, in the church, paying their last hard-earned cash, hoping things are going to turn around. Seeing Utedi living a very lavish life, pushing a Rolls Royce, ulambile wena, but you still go and buy the holy oil.
It's all sales, man. These guys are good salesmen. Remember Verimok growing up? There was always a weight loss item they were selling. Either it's a special wheel or it's a tablet. And people who are desperate fall for it. If you're obese, overweight, and very desperate, you'll fall for it. Just like these guys come and they perform so-called tricks, which a lot of times are just optical illusions, and they say there's these miracles, and how they just sell this idea that your life will be better. Yes, it means you need to give your last monies, you know, 10% if you're earning 5,000 rands. It's a lot of money, you know,
so in essence,
and people are desperate.
Selling hope.
That's it. They're selling hope and they're very good at it. They've mastered the art of that. And that's why people fall for it, because of desperation meeting the great salesman of hope.
Yeah.
So you know what's funny, right? So I know your mom was heavy into church.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Mpo, I know your family was into church. I've never heard Fundo.
No,
I've never heard Fundo speak about religion ever.
Yeah,
this is Connie. Is
do we have a heathen Sonto among us?
No, oh guys. No. No, I think I've never had the opportunity to talk about church, but
yeah.
I'm just Anglican. So it was not one of those new churches that everybody goes to, because those ones, they seem to be highly religious. So it was just an Anglican church. It's routine. You found a Methodist in here. So I don't think I got the opportunity, even when I came to Johannesburg. Stayed a little bit in Queenswood so I could go to Pretoria. I had friends who were staying in Sunnyside, went to one of these charismatic churches. But I don't think it was for me, because I'm so traditional. I'm used to the routine of Anglican or Roman Catholic. So, yeah, I just never got an opportunity to talk about religion. But I think it is desperation.
That's not me. I mean, when you speak about, I guess, traditional churches, I also come from a traditional church, but not like Anglican or Catholic. It's just UCC, right? So United Christian Church. And I don't know who came up with this idea that churches needed to be made cool. Like when you're clapping for God now. What's going on out here, bro?
Yeah, you have a whole band.
Hey?
And a man pushing you, the pastor would be pushing you, you're supposed to fall. I mean, I visited once, and now this man, I'm thinking, no, I'm not doing this. And he's pushing me, and I'm like, no, I'm wearing heels, I am not falling.
And you pushed back.
Yeah, so I just stood there hard. No, but I don't get it.
But you see, that also raises another element when it comes to the church structures. You have the traditional churches, your Anglicans, your Wesley, your whatnot, that you know every single week when you go there, this is what I'm going to expect at this particular time. We're going to stand. This is the hymn. This is the... It's traditional, right?
Yes.
It runs like clockwork. And then you have the evangelist type churches, which is where they...
Yes.
And I think that's the section that sometimes people leave the traditional churches because they feel like it's not working for them. I've been doing this routinely for however many years. Nothing's changing in my life. Maybe let me try this. You know, they do things differently. Thump in my life would change. That's where the selling of hope comes in.
And I think that's why those churches have a lot of the charlatans, because Emma Wisile, etc. I know that the head office will appoint Mfundisi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a structure.
So you got to work your way up, earn your stripes.
Yeah.
As opposed to just these... The barriers of entries are pretty much non-existent. That's why that side of a church or religion has so many charlatans.
And they criticize quite a lot and say the traditional churches don't have God anymore, because when they have praise and worship at these very charismatic churches, it's very nice. It's very nice. You would feel the spirit and all when you're visiting. But then the charlatans, when it comes to that point of we must fall, we must do whatever.
Hey.
And I honestly apologize to those who go to charismatic churches. Those are probably ones with honest pastors, so please don't kill me. But the one that I experienced, I just didn't understand why I must fall. And I didn't fall fairly.
You apologize to those that fall for it.
You know, with religion, you don't want to offend people.
True.
It's a very sensitive subject.
That's why I said, Gizola namhlanje. Let us know what your thoughts are. Why is it, hey, Friday is the best time to fight? Why is it, honestly, that Christians seem to be the ones that are falling for all of these fake pastors? Mina, I'll tell you the truth. I'm asking, well, sometimes I'm Bushiri. Bushiri is a charlatan. It's giving saktala. But yeah, let us know what your thoughts are. Number, you want to call and defend him? 086-000-0959. Bushiri is going to be back in the country, facing the music. Extradition order has been approved. He's coming back from Malawi, taking the horrible road. Now, the question is, I know for a fact he's going to get support. People are going to go there to court. Why is that? Joined on the line by the host of Get Ready with My Blair, Yamazi. He's a custodian of everything churches.
Yep.
Here at Kaya. Ni My Blair.
Okay. This is what you guys need to understand. So, church is showmanship. It is a concert, whether it's traditional or whether it is the charismatic churches. So when these charismatic churches came through, it was when we were all watching American TV. And with American TV, everything is bigger. It's larger. You know what I'm saying? So that's why a lot of people, for pure entertainment, the entertainment value of these charismatic churches was far greater than these traditional churches. That's why a lot of people actually flocked there.
Yeah, I've got to say you're right. Because the first time I ever saw Kirk Franklin, I was like, hey, I can't believe this is gospel. Manje, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I'm also from a UCC. I'm also, my grandfather was a reverend at UCC.
Yeah, I remember
so
you said.
You know what I'm saying? So when then we left, I saw this and I was just like, the music is great. Oh, it's so much fun. Even the Catholic Church sees that is a concert. That whole walking through the aisle, burning in purple and whatever, that's a concert. You know, so I think people gravitate towards the type of entertainment that they want, the type of entertainment that speaks to them. But then the charlatans saw that also the fact that it's tax exempt. So I think it's kebenguke esibona ukuthi hayibo nathi langenza khona imali and give a grant. That's what happens.
Thank you very much for that. That's My Blair, the host of Get Ready with My Blair, the show that comes before us, actually. So let us know what your thoughts are. Why is it that Christians seem to easily get taken advantage of? Stanley, Hamaskral.
See, you know, this thing of Christians, it's serious. I used to be a present worship leader. You know, present worship leader. I used to sing in the church, put people in the spirit. Ne? And then, what are now the time when now I'll need help? This year, you know, I registered to study music because I sing at church, you know, play keyboard. And now I tell the pastor that, look, Pastor H. Kenya, go try this thing seriously. Like, I want to study music so that I know how to play piano directly. Yeah. You know, study music so that I can also come to the church and, you know, also give back. Yeah. And you know what the pastor said to me?
What did he
we'll
say?
Pray for you. Remember that time? I already registered with UNISA. You know, my mother is happy that I'll... And then I said, no, because I don't need money because it's going to be... I've got a scholarship to study. What I need is just a piano to practice at home because they don't allow us to use the church instrument to take it home. I said, no, I need a keyboard. See, the keyboard is only cost 3,000. And I say, if without a keyboard, I won't survive because I need to practice 8 hours. For this, and the pastor said, we'll pray for you since January till now. You know, I'm struggling because instead of them saying, Tate as a son to him, use it, they don't want to give it to us. And I leave the church.
Ace.
Now I'm not going, you know, because they failed me. So what's the use of going to a church where I don't get any benefits? The only benefit when I'm there and singing. But when they're supposed to give back to say, no, man, take the keyboard and use it. And they know that I can't go there every time because I'm blind. I'm a totally blind person. Ace. So I said, no, if I have the keyboard at home, I can practice, then I'll go when I write exams and stuff. It's a long distance course. So, but the pastor said, no, we'll pray for you. How do you pray for a piano?
Thank you.
It won't fall from heaven.
Mm. Thank you for that, yeah, Stanley. Hey, sorry, man. Nati will also pray for you.
Hi.
Bongani Liendil.
Sis, how are you, my friend?
Well, thank you.
I'm good, man. Ash, you know, this is a very painful topic, man. You know, if you haven't met the victims of these guys, you won't understand how deep it is. I've got two colleagues of mine.
Mm.
They are victims of Bushiri. One actually resigned. Remember, Bushiri is running a scheme. Besides the money that they pay on a normal Sunday, he's running a scheme where they say you invest maybe 200,000, it will come back double.
Mm.
So, colleague of mine resigned, invested the money, nothing came back. But you are still there in the church. Now they said, no, you need to invest more. She sold the house. Bro, took the whole money.
You...
Gone. Talking to you now, she's not working, she's homeless.
Oh.
Another one, remember, she used to do this thing of one-on-one prayer session.
Mm.
It cost 7,000 just for him to pray for you one-on-one. They book a hotel there in Kichura. They actually book for you. I think he ran the hotel or he owned the hotel. I'm not sure. They book for you. You go there. You stay for a week. You are paying. Mm. Waiting for him. He paid 7,000 to pray.
Ha, Bushiri's prayers are working already.
His
prayers are working already. Bogani's line just died. Live on air.
This is not prayer.
Live.
Huh. I don't know what's happening with South Africans, man, but next time South Africans just got a boost because we're being scammed again and again by the same thing, man. Same thing. It's just crazy. It's not like we don't know.
Yeah, South Africans do seem to be gullible.
Wow. Good morning, CJ and the team. No, Saul, we don't fall for it. That's the e-Bible I would have to buy a pupa because it's very sad for falling. Yeah, born in Lababateng and everything. But it's as a luthiko for wena. But Benkosi as a luthiko for wena. And then go to church and honor the pastor. But guys, I want to Malachi 3. I think I'm debating now. That is my thought.
Sizwe, good morning. Thank you so much for loving us. We love you too. I, for one, followed you from 947. I think you were there. I followed you to Kaya.
Yes.
Nene, on sisni ama Bushiri fans ni? Definitely not. So please... I hear the question, and those people that are for him must please answer your question. Ek asne Bushiri fani. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mara guys, lenaleni wa ready start hard. This thing yoru Bushiri wabo wakaya mafat saying it's not happening, not anytime soon. Anyway, Bushiri has indicated that he's going to appeal the order to come back to South Africa. So look at how long it took for this order to come, and then appeal yona. So, guy, man, return to the cricket before New Year, man. Aye, man. It's only late November, man.
You know, church Christianity, you know, was good in the olden days. You had your Catholics, Amawesele, and the Assemblies of God, Grace Bible Church, and these charlatans mushroomed everywhere, and they tainted the whole thing, and now Christianity in this disrepute at this present moment.
Yes, in the way of Sonto, like highly religious people, especially laba batanda lama Sonto, laba fundis batoga kona lama suitwa ma shine shine. I somehow ngati gune mental deficit lapaya. And I don't think if I understand, like mina, the way I see it, it's on dog, they just sell you afterlife insurance. And then unless it's cut, I don't guarantee you, which uzo and I look lelo zula back tembisa lot. So I think it just has to do with IQ and mental well-being or status so mundu. You can't just go around believing umuntu. Okula Lucy Mbuzi when again bo cheese boy ungene colonizi sharp reasoning yako. I think it should be reasoning a sharp, but hey, nakog.
Prosperity preaching has gone so insane, right? And I think these false prophets, false preachers have really managed to capitalize on that. And honestly, all it really takes for a person, I genuinely think people should read the Bible for themselves, because when you pay attention to prosperity preaching in most cases, is that they focus in on only certain scriptures. They will teach you only certain stories, only those of, you know, success and triumph and all of that, which is really good. But read everything so that you also understand God's character. I think the whole purpose of reading the Bible is to understand God's character. And most times that's what's missing. And that's why people are so gullible, because then you aren't able to assess and say, this isn't from God. No way, fam.
And then it's called this thing we're quoted in the Bible. If you go and read the Bible, it's called a pastor, a prophet, a boban. See, I was my friends of Sito Kernai. Oh, no. So those things, dollars, corner, pastor, Bible. Another thing to clarify is when they say, let's clap the hands to the Lord. I, for one, I stand up and clap the hands. If I feel like screaming, I do. Why? Because I'm grateful for he is, and I thank him for making me who I am. But if they can say, I don't feel guilty or something wrong if I sit down and clap the hands for a human being. But when they say clap the hands to the Lord, oh my God, hallelujah. If I have to shout and say hallelujah, I will do that.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.